This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why qualified executives fail interviews, the real reason. The real reason you're losing executive roles you're qualified for. What happened? Senior executives with impressive credentials are routinely getting eliminated at the interview stage for top leadership roles. These are not underqualified candidates. They have the track record, the titles, and the results. Yet something breaks down when they sit across from a hiring board. The gap is not their experience. It is how they talk about it. The communication angle. Here is the lesson. Being the most accomplished person in the room means nothing if you cannot make other people feel the weight of that accomplishment. Senior executives fail interviews for one specific reason. They confuse biography with argument. They walk into high-stakes conversations and narrate their career instead of building a case. They list what they did. They do not tell you why it mattered, who it changed, or what it cost them to pull it off. Boards are not hiring your resume. They are hiring your judgment, your clarity, and your ability to lead a room. All three of those things show up in how you speak, not on any document you hand over. The second failure is register. Executives who have spent years in rooms where everyone already knows the context forget how to establish it from scratch. They use shorthand. They reference initiatives by internal names. They assume shared understanding that does not exist across the table. The result is that they sound fluent but land nothing. The board nods and walks away with no clear picture. Vague impressions do not get people hired. The third failure is the most damaging: passivity under pressure. When an interviewer pushes back or asks a pointed question, many senior candidates go soft. They qualify. They hedge. They say things like it depends or there are multiple factors. That answer might be accurate. It is also a trust killer. A board hiring a CBO or C-suite leader needs to believe this person will make a call when the information is incomplete and the stakes are high. If you cannot hold a position in an interview, you have just told them you will not hold one in a crisis either. The fix is not complicated. Before any executive interview, you need to prepare three things: your argument, not your history, your language stripped of insider shorthand, and your position on at least five hard questions you know are coming. Walk in with those three things sharp, and you become a completely different candidate. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high stakes clarity gives you a framework for translating deep expertise into language that lands with people who are hearing your story for the first time. The technique there is simple: stop describing what you did and start arguing for why it mattered. That shift alone separates candidates who get offers from candidates who get polite rejections. The takeaway: take the single most important role on your resume and write two sentences about it. Sentence 1, what changed because you were there. Sentence 2, what would not have happened without you specifically. If you cannot write those two sentences cleanly, you're not ready to talk about that role in a high-stakes interview. Write them before your next conversation, then practice saying them out loud until they do not sound rehearsed. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.